Hello, this is Paula Matthews with Epic Books and Cafe, and today I have a rather grave message of judgment for the people of God. And it's not just for those in the church, but it's for all those who name Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and especially those who call themselves Christians in name only, meaning they're not obeying the Word of God, they're just using the name. It's also a warning to all others in America and in the world at large. God is about to execute judgment against all of us, according to His Word. Now, this past weekend, the Lord called me into a time of prayer and fasting, and shortly thereafter, I was sitting quietly alone when the Lord showed me a face of a man. Now, the face was visible under a dim light. The other was totally covered in darkness, and the Lord said, "He will die." And then the Lord started showing other names, and speaking of other people, He said they will also die in this season, and the Lord showed me why they all had to die. It was judgment for sure, but there was one particular offense that caused God to act against the lives of these people. In every single case, the Lord said they have plotted and schemed against the people of God for profit. Who were these men? And there were women involved as well. They were politicians. Some were church leaders. Others were businessmen. Were these men Christian? Well, in truth, they weren't. But some would say they were Christian because they attended church. But God was in none of their thoughts. These were men with eloquent words on their lips, but deceit was in their heart. And I say men, but there was also women included. They were people of influence who were convincing people by their actions. Some of the words they say, but mainly by their actions, by virtue of their positions. They were turning the hearts of people away from God. And we said it before that this was a season of God's vengeance, because God said the vengeance was His and that He would repay. And although the Lord keeps saying, and He said it more than once in the Bible, to touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, these men and women could care less about what God says. They exalt their own words and ideas above anything that belongs to God. These are people who are so arrogant, and that's what God says. They are so arrogant that they see God's word as just words. Now, nobody in their right mind would attack God or go up against God, but these people are blinded by their own self-importance. They've exalted themselves above anything and any notion of God. And the Lord gave me a prophecy. He says, "Enough is enough. I gave you room for repentance and you found none. I have given you grace to hear my words and you rejected them. Now that you have made your choice whom you shall serve, I will reward you according to your master's penalty. For if I am not your master, the only other is Satan, the father of lies and deceptions. Since you have done the lust of your father Satan, I now will give you his reward, an eternity in hell. But be assured that no one sent you to hell. You have chosen whom you wanted to serve, and now you will get his reward. My word is my bond for all eternity. No man can change the words which proceed out of my mouth. And I, the Lord your God, cannot change the word that I speak. They are law forevermore, and no man can escape their consequences, says Almighty God." Now, I'm also reminded of the word He gave me many years ago that was recorded in the War Journal, 1999 to 2010, Volume 1. And it was a prophecy the Lord gave me back in June of 2002, and it was concerning a move of God that was going to happen on the earth. He says, "This coming move of God is His grand finale before Jesus comes. Fire in the sky and earth. Fireworks is the time of God's justice, good and bad rewarded for their persistence." So this is a time of judgment for everybody, for good and bad. And it's according to what we always do. So if you are the people of habit, that you always do things a certain way, or you always think a certain way, beware. In this season, God's going to reward you for that, either good or bad, blessing or curse, depending on whose side you're on. People say, "Well, how can God judge us?" Well, Jesus made it plain. He says, "If any man hears my words and believe them not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and receiveth not the words hath judgment on him. And the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." And that's from John chapter 13, verses 47 and 48. So Jesus is saying, it's the word that's going to judge you. And one of the things the Lord did to me, He reminded me of the prophecies of Jesus coming to earth that Moses gave. Moses told the people of God back in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18 and 19, God told me that He's going to raise up a prophet from among the people. And He says, "I'm going to put my words in his mouth." And for those who did not hear the words and receive the words of that prophet, God would require of him. And then in the book of Acts, chapter 3, Peter makes a prophecy. And he goes back to that same word that Moses spoke. And this was after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And what he told the people is that Jesus that you crucified is the same prophet that Moses spoke to us about. And then Peter takes it to another level. He said, God's words were put in the mouth of this prophet. And God said that whoever does not receive the words of this prophet shall be destroyed among the people. And even Jesus said it himself in Mark 16:16. He says, go out and preach my word. Give the people my gospel. And whoever receives it shall be saved, but those who don't shall be damned. So what God is basically saying is, whatever Jesus spoke, they're not just words. They're words that will judge us all in the end. And in this season, we're going to on a season of judgment based upon those words. So even though this will not be final judgment, it will be a period of judgment where we will be judged by those same words. But God has given us an opportunity to turn it around, giving people a chance to repent. For those who won't, they'll be out of here. The Lord took me by the Spirit and he had me writing a new book talking about who Jesus really was. Because how you view Jesus determines whether you receive him or not, whether you hear what he has to say. And as I said, some people are believing that his words are just words, which means they don't see him as a son of God. They don't see him as a savior of the world. They don't see him as the giver of life. They see him as somebody who just talks a lot. Well, people who think that are already destined for hell. But guess what? The world was already destined for hell anyway. When Adam sinned, Jesus came back with the words of life. He gave us a ticket to get out of destruction. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he said, within him, you can come to God. You can be reconciled to God. But of course, people in our day, and especially in America, have rejected that notion of being reconciled to God. We'd rather do things our way. So the Lord some time ago gave me a vision, and I want to share that with you because he brought it back to me, because he was saying that part of the problem in America is that the church has rejected God's word that Jesus spoke. And America is suffering because those who go to Christian churches in America don't really believe the word. So if they don't believe the word, they can't teach it, they can't live it, they can't display it, and the nation cannot be saved. And that's just the opposite of everything that Jesus stood for. He said, go and preach my gospel, be an example, heal, deliver, set people free, and show them that I am indeed the one that God sent. But the church is not speaking that message in America. And so God get a vision, and I saw what seemed to be two video tracks playing. And I say video tracks, but they were also visualizing in the spirit. They looked like train tracks and two different things. I saw the things that were happening on the earth, things that were happening on a day to day. And then I saw another one, which was based on what God was saying. I heard him speaking things. Things happened. I heard him moving things. Things happened. He said, let there be this. It happened. I saw him speak abundance. I saw him speak health and deliverance. It was happening on this one train track, which was life and abundance. Now, on the other track was another train that was everyday life in America. People were shooting. They were killing. They were deceiving. And they're just going on and on. The word's being preached, but it's like nobody's hearing. They're just going on and on. And then the Lord showed that down the track was what looked like a stone wall. Now, here's the crazy thing. The stone wall was on the track for both trains. The side that was attached to the world, meaning the track that where the world was going, it was a stone wall with no opening, which means it was coming at fast pace and it was about to hit this wall. On the other side of where the train of life and abundance was, it was coming to the same spot. Before it was coming in, it was an opening like a tunnel. And it was meant for the train to go straight through. So I asked the Lord to identify what it was. And he said, there's a stone wall. Of course, we know Jesus is the rock of offense. It's the same thing that offends mankind. It's going to be our judgment in the end. And that's the word of God that Jesus spoke. But the train that we're on was headed for destruction since Adam sinned. So the people who are living according to how they see and how they feel, what they think, according to the news and politicians, that's getting ready to crash. It has to crash. And everybody on there, when the Lord showed me a vision, died. It hit and it derailed sharply. And everybody on the train died. The other train passed through the stone wall because there was an opening and they were safe. Now, the tracks were the words, we believe. As I said before, the one was the world's word versus the God and his kingdom word. And the stone wall was that word of God that's going to judge us all. For those who are on God's train and on his abundance of life, you're going to go through without a problem. It's those on the other track that are about to be derailed and destroyed. And Lord said he sent it to save the world from destruction. But in America, nobody is trying to get on the life train in America because we don't see the value in it. And nobody sees the roadblock at the end. Yeah, they were told that we're going to be judged by the word, but nobody is really paying attention. But Jesus came to give us abundant life, and the people rejected the life. So the only thing that's left is death. And people in the church been taught that Christianity is about going to heaven. That's not it. Yeah, for those who are dying before Jesus gets back, you will go to heaven for a period of time. But if you read the entire book, and especially the book of Revelation, Revelation 21 talks about the heavenly kingdom coming down from heaven and residing on the earth. Jesus always talked about ruling and reigning upon the earth, never about going to heaven and ruling and reigning. No, it was always about bringing heaven to earth. And so the church has been taught a distorted gospel. So the way they look at it, it's all about getting out of here and get out of this evil world and before it's destroyed and we'll be safe in heaven. No, it's about rescuing those who are about to be destroyed, getting them in the kingdom so they can be safe, and then ruling and reigning on earth. Yes, it might be a period of time going to heaven, but at this point, we're at the end, which means Jesus is going to come back and it's going to be over. But for those who left before us, yeah, they're waiting until Jesus came, and the holding place is heaven. But heaven is coming to earth, and that's what we're supposed to prepare for. So the judgment, as I said, that's coming in this season is not final judgment. It's a judgment for the purpose of bringing us back into God's place. So what kind of judgment did I see? So we're talking about the vengeance of God and our recompense. Now, God promises his people that I will avenge you of your enemies. That's one of the covenant promises God always said, even from the very beginning. Those who hurt you, I will come against, and I will make them pay for what they've done to you. That's where the recompense is coming in. And what I saw people who are going against people, God, in the public. I saw people dropping dead in political offices. I saw people, someone were blinded for a period of season. They were doing something to hurt God's people. And for whatever reason, I don't know how God chose to do what he did, but it was like, boom, it happened instantly. Nobody had to say anything or do anything. It's just like God just stepped in immediately and attacked people. And he told me that part of the issue that's going on in America is wickedness is allowed to last. From the White House to the back houses of this nation, judgment is increasing and it's more severe. Only because we've allowed wickedness to flourish. It's almost as if people are thinking, well, anything goes, we can go for it. Well, we need to be prayerful about what God wants and find out what's the best way to govern our country. And unfortunately, nobody does. Politicians want the job because they want to make their name great. God is not about making your name great. He's about helping the people. So we have a different perspective of life from America's standpoint. But again, that's why America's on one train. And God and the people of God that are listening to God that are on the other train. And the collision is about to happen in America. So as we're saying about the vengeance, God is showing that there are people in high positions trying to keep people out, trying to keep them from obeying God. I know that personally. That happened to me. I was in Europe. He sent me to Europe. The Lord said, I have a place for you. I have something for you to do. You don't ever have to come back to the States. And then one day as I'm working over there, the Lord showed me America being destroyed. It was so bad. It was scary. And it was a vision he gave me in an instant. He spoke to me when he showed it to me. It was like America was great 1 minute and gone in a day. And it shocked the world. Whatever happened shocked the world. And people became fearful around the globe. If this can happen to America, a godly nation, what can happen to us? And I remember the Lord showed me and he said to me, your country needs you. Your nation needs you. I need to send you back. And I'm thinking, great. But I have felt his heart. I knew God loved this country. And I said, okay, I'll come back. But ever since I've been back, it's been one battle after another. And I knew the minute my plane landed, this is an evil place. You can just feel it. It's so evil. It's not like any other nation. This one hates God. We talk about God, but we hate him at the same time. So it's a deception that is so thick, so evil. And it's a religious devil, too, that is so evil that it won't let God in. It won't let change in. It won't let anything in. So you feel that the minute you get here. And I'm thinking, okay, Lord, I'm here. I'll do what you tell me. But you know these people. But he let me know I'm sending you to the most rebellious people there are. They're already dying. They're already going to hell. They're already going to be destroyed. I need you to give them a warning. I need you to speak a message. And he told me, Paula, I'm going to give you a message. It's going to be about what destruction is coming to America. He says, if you do not warn them, if you do not tell them, their blood will be on your hand. They're going to die. He said, they will surely die, but their blood will be on your hands. He said, however, if you tell them, you warn them, and they reject you, they come against you, they hurt you, he says, don't worry about it. He says, you've done what I've asked, and their blood is on their own hands. Now, I've had some people in high positions in this nation try to stop me, try to hurt me, try to do go up in the spirit realm, do witchcraft, whatever they could to try to stop me from warning the people, from doing what God told me to do. And the Lord gave me a word the other day. He says, they now are responsible for the blood of Americans. He said, it's off of you. I put it on the leaders of the nation from the White House down. Those who've been in the way, those who've been fighting against my people now will be responsible for the blood of the American people. I said, okay, that's fine. Even though I'm relieved to have it off of my hands, here's the negative part about that. Because it is on such high levels of this country that are being now responsible for the blood. they're not thinking about repenting. They're not changing their life. They're still plotting, scheming, doing whatever they do. And this is a political year, which the Lord said now has opened up for many more lives to be endangered in America because more sin and evil and plotting and scheming has gone forth. So what does that mean? That means basically America is in more danger now than it was before I got here. So what can we do? At this point, God says the only choice is to repent. Those of you who have come against the people of God, that plot against people of God, I say cease and desist your maneuvers now. Put your face before God and repent and turn it around. Perhaps we can save some of the destruction, but what he keeps saying to me, it's severe. It's something that we not expected. People have been relying on the politicians and church leaders, but these people can't see. Everybody has a different agenda, and that's what he's showing. Everybody has their own agenda. Nobody's thinking about the American public. They're not thinking about what could possibly happen or what God is saying. They're hearing, but they don't care. It's like, yeah, that was just words. Yeah. We heard him before. That's just words. And God says he's intentionally letting us walk into a trap. He's intentionally let people put a noose around their necks to be killed. That they will know that he was talking all along. Some will scramble at the last minute and try to get it right, but that's okay. And I do expect that, especially political people. That's what they do. I don't even know why we put them in office, because they don't have foresight to see anything. And the Lord said their surveillance is not working. In fact, he said, and you've heard me say it before, the surveillance is being used for illegal purposes. I'm just telling what God is saying, and I know I have some experience with that, and I know he's telling the truth. So they're not looking for criminals. They're criminalizing the American citizens. And God is about to deal with that too. That is one plot God said is going to end in this hour. So they're not gathering the information they should. In fact, the Lord is making sure that when things hit, they don't see it coming because they've gotten arrogant about what they're doing. Some people are fighting back in court. I think Google, Apple, some other places, they know what the government's doing is wrong. The president is the head of this. It's falling on his plate. He's responsible, God says, for this atrocity against the American people. So people pray. Pray that these people come to the right senses and back down. We mentioned about recompense. Recompense is coming for those who are standing on the word, obeying God in the midst of trouble, in the midst of persecution, like I have. When you're getting death threats, threats against your family, threats that people are going to do to you. I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to send an evil man to your house. Just, whatever. In America, there's demons everywhere. This is who you are. I'm scared? I don't think so. No. I've dealt with mafia, crazy people, nuts. Hey, God has dominion over them all. God has dominion over them all. In this hour, he's going to prove it. So it don't matter what you do or who you threaten. God is saying, I'm taking revenge. And I hear it so clearly in the spirit. He's getting ready to do some stuff to some people that you ain't going to ever forget. It's going to be newsworthy. And as I said, I saw the shock hit the world. They were like, oh my goodness, who would have thought America could have been taken out in a day? Yeah. It's going to be severe. But you know what? You're big and bad. You want to go against God. Do what you can. Do what you think. But you're about to be thrown down. That's all I'm saying. Don't have to believe me. You're going to see it with your eyes. And see, people aren't used to hearing real prophets because they don't allow us to speak in the churches because churches are like, you got to say something that we like to hear. No. A real prophet is like God's whipping board. We come with the strap that God sends from heaven and say, okay, boys, you're getting ready to go down. God loves you. He don't want you to die. But if you choose to die, it's on you. But he said, here's the way out. His word is a way of escape. That's why he sent Jesus with the words of life. You heading to death anyway. You on a track that's going to collide anyway. I'm trying to say, save your lives. I was sent to save American lives. That's why I was sent back to this country. And yet I have to fight people to do that. People don't want to save lives. They want to save their own life, but they don't care what happens to others. And God does not that way. God is about human life. He gave his son's life to save human lives. Is that so strange to understand? Why are people just worried about it? Why are you trying to shut down somebody who's trying to give you life? But that's what they did to Jesus. So if you think you're that big and bad, go right ahead. But you're going to get hurting. That's where we are right now. It's coming to the head. And the Lord said, we're in a time frame that's similar to what it was back in Pharaoh's day. In the children of Israel were enslaved. He said that there was a battle between the gods. And that's what's going on. He says it's the master Satan against the master Jesus Christ through God. And people who are not serving God are serving Satan. It's one of the other people. You don't have an agenda of your own. We're human beings created as spiritual beings first, which means our spirits are connected to a master. If you are not obeying God, if you are not loyal to God, you are loyal to Satan. And Satan rules by witchcraft and by evil, by curses, by destruction. And how you can tell who your daddy is? Think about how you think. Are you thinking about godly things or you think about evil things? When somebody makes you mad, do you plot evil against them or you speak God's word against them? Or do you speak God's word for them? Most people go to the lowest level of their being, which is what Satan is. He's a snake, a belly rubbing snake in the dirt. And if you look at the people who are in public eye, who are doing certain things, well, they may look one way. Across them, they come across as a low belly snake because that is the nature of Satan. They don't stand as people of honor. That's why the Lord had me write the book, The Honor of Kings. He says people, especially in America, they don't honor anything. They're so evil. They're so wicked. It's all about fighting, but that is Satan. That is Satan's nature. He lusts after things. He covets things. When God is offering an inheritance, saying, I have enough to make millionaires out of every single human being on the earth. I have enough to bless you for an eternity. But will you come to me? No. You rather fight somebody. You rather beat somebody. You rather threaten somebody. Take their money. Steal their wives. Steal their kids. You know whose nature that is? That's Satan. If that is you, you are a child of Satan. But you can change it today. You can say, you know, God, I don't like this because I ain't winning. I keep getting hit. Stuff, I take stuff and stuff is taken from me. Yeah, you think? It's a world of hitting and slapping, kicking and scratching. You hit me, I hit you. You slap me, I slap you. That's stupid. You see little kids doing this, the dumbest things. They put it in comedy. People slap, 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 slap. After a while, somebody's going to get tired. Somebody's going to say, we look stupid. Yes, it looks ridiculous. When God is offering a time where you can stop fighting and live. Oh, great God Almighty. That's what I've always wanted. A time to stop. Why do I have to fight these fools? They're stupid. That's what tell the Lord, they're stupid. They're fighting over nothing. They have nothing. They're fighting over nothing. Why can't they just be at peace and live. Listen to you and live. But then they fight people to live. They don't want you. I don't want you at peace. I'm gonna stir you up. I'm going to send devils to your house. I'm going to send criminals to your house. I'm going to threaten you. I'm going to do this. Do you know how many times I hear that from different people in this nation? Well, what they going to do to me? Do you think I care? I'm going to stress this. Do you think I care? I was sent to bring this nation peace and you will reward me for that. You know what's going to happen to you? Come on. You don't have peace because you're trying to send evil to me. Evil's coming back on you. Whatever you do to God's people comes back to you. That's why Jesus said you do unto others as you would have them do unto you because it's surely coming back. Because the Bible says it over and over and over and over again. Whatever you do to somebody else, God's going to make happen to you. So you might as well sit back, live at peace, and love one another. But no, you want to fight? God's getting in this fight. He says, vengeance is mine and I will repay. So those of us who've been fighting and standing, get ready. God has told you what to do with the money you're getting. You've been fighting for a job. Now you're going to be owning the company. Those who are the least are going to be first. Those who are first are going to be last. God is flipping his script because he can't trust those who are in power. He can't trust those now because they're all about themselves. And we're going into a danger period. We need somebody who can think about something other than their own position. So those who are obeying, you will receive the wealth of your captors. God will make them pay for all the pain and suffering they inflict upon you, your family, from generations back. But to get it, you have to do two things. One, you have to be standing under covenant. It's like our legal system here. You have to have a violation and a specific violation that he can tie it to. Well, the Holy Spirit will tell you, this happened to you, I'm doing this, according to my word. That's how God operates. So he'll tell you in the word what it is they've done. He'll tell you what the penalty is going to be. And then he'll say, plus, I'm going to pay you for the pain and suffering you suffer. That's how God recompenses. He does it all the time. This is how he operates. So those of you who are listening and doing what God told you to do, you're making complaint known to him as well. You're appealing before the court of heaven. You will be recompense justly. And for those of you who he's told is coming, I know this personally, don't worry about it. It's coming. It may not be coming. As the Lord showed me, everything in America is so evil. And it's coming from the White House down. Evil is moving everywhere. The things are out of order. In fact, they are so out of whack. You can't even go back to fix something because it's not there anymore. It's changed. Everything is changing. That's why people who think they know, I know how things go. I know how to do it. No, you don't. We're in a situation that's changing so rapidly in the spiritual realm that nothing stays the same. You can't go back and fix something because it's not there anymore or it's changed composition. You can't go back and do what God originally told you to do. The best you can do, if you miss God, repent. I'm sorry, God, I missed that. Give me a correction. Where can I go next? How can I correct this? What can I do next to make up for it? And he'll give you the next step and just keep going. Money owed you, hold it in faith. No, if he said it, it's going to happen. Healing, deliverance, whatever God has told you is yours, it is yours. Now, don't freak out if you don't get it right away. Don't freak out if it doesn't come during the time frame, he said. Because as I told you, I saw two tracks. I saw stuff being released on the one track. I said another track where it wasn't having people say, I ain't gonna do that. I'm not gonna help them. It was like crazy city. And the Lord told me, he says, just keep your eye on this top track, a life in abundance track. He says, because when that thing collides, everything that's on that track is gonna happen. It's gonna appear out of nowhere. And people are thinking, oh, this happened all of a sudden. It didn't happen all of a sudden. It has been accumulating. This is how God operates. I'm going to say this for those of you who sin and you think God's words are just words. One of the reasons you say that is because you don't believe God will do anything. You haven't seen God act. Let me tell you how God acts. God always gives you a period of time to correct yourself before the judgment. He'll send a messenger. He'll send a word. He'll let you hear the word over and over and over again. But there comes a point where he says, no more. And that's what he said today. Enough is enough. I've given you a chance to repent. I've sent my messengers. You've hurt my people, but you continue to hurt them. You're out of here. It's over. So it's the grace of God. That he doesn't strike you dead the first time. And he could do it. I mean, he could strike every sinner today and they'll be gone or dead. But that's not his heart. He does not get any pleasure out of the death of anybody. God wants everybody to live. So that's why he gives you chance after chance after chance after chance. And you need to thank God now. Those of you who know you are in sin, you need to thank God for his mercy and for his grace. Because he could, if he wanted to, strike you. But he's been giving you opportunity. Then there's a time where he says, no more, no more. This is it. You're either with or against me. And if you're against me, you got to go. So those of you who are thinking that God's words are just words, it's because you have not seen the results of your sin yet. But it's coming. And it kind of reminds me of a child. I don't know if you had a parent like this, but if they say, I'm going to get you, but they don't hit you, you don't get punished, but you know you deserve it, then all of a sudden it comes and it's a whopper. Sometimes it's better to get it right up front than to wait. It's accumulating. In fact, the Bible talks about God allowing things to happen until sin is full. So there's a cup of sin that has to be full before God will act. He will give you his grace. He will let you do whatever. But when that cup is full, bam, it's over. On the other end, for those of you who have promises from God, the same thing happening. You haven't gotten them yet. Don't worry. Keep thanking God for them because they're accumulating. In fact, I have news for some of you. The things that you thought you were getting, they're still coming, but God is adding to that. So things are increasing positively for you. Somebody had a prophecy of a house situation that didn't come through, and the Lord gave me a word for them and said, there's another house. And that house, the Lord said, that's coming too. So because that person fought you, you had this going on, now there's two houses, and the one that came secondly, he said, is better than the first. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So not only one, but two, it's accumulating. Remember, this is recompense for as much time. As you suffer and you're in pain, you are delayed, you are put off, or whatever the game is played, you're going to get paid. Don't worry about it. Thank God for it. It's accumulating in your favor. So I just wanted to give that to people today. It's a message, a grave on one point, positive on the other. As I said, pray for our leaders, the nation, the people. We'll pray that God reaches out to them before it's too late. And those who are paying God continue to do so no matter what it looks like. The train that you're on, and that is the supernatural train of life and abundance, is about to overtake the earth. Yes. We can't prevent the collision on the other track, but you want to make sure you're on the right train, on the right track, if you want to live. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books in the Cafe. Now's the time to get ready, for Jesus is returning soon. Until next time.